Welcome to Tuesday Morning Prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. With faithfulness, we respond to the good news. We acknowledge Christ as our Saviour, and accept with gratitude that we are forgiven for all wrongdoings, past and present. To honour the gift of forgiveness, we release our burden of guilt and go forth participating in conduct that brings our best self to each and every day, forevermore. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. We will proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, and raised us up with him, and made us sit with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 45. My heart is astir with fine phrases. I make my song for a king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You are the fairest of men. Grace flows from your lips. Therefore has God blessed you for ever and ever. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty warrior. In glory and majesty, tread down your foes and triumph. Ride on in the cause of truth and for the sake of justice. Your right hand shall teach a terrible instruction. Peoples shall fall beneath you. Your arrows shall be sharp in the hearts of the king's enemies. Your throne is the throne of God. It endures forever. And the scepter of your kingdom is a righteous scepter. You have loved righteousness and hated evil. Therefore, God, your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. All your garments are fragrant with myrrh, alloys, and cassia. Music from ivory palaces makes you glad. King's daughters are among your noble women. The queen is at your right hand in gold of Ophir. Hear, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your own people and your father's house. The king desires your beauty. He is your lord. Therefore bow down before him. The richest among the people, O daughter of Tyre, shall entreat your favour with gifts. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is embroidered cloth of gold. In robes of many colours she is led to you, O king, and after her the virgins that are with her. They are led with gladness and rejoicing. They enter the palace of the king. In place of your fathers, you shall have sons, and make them princes over all the land. And I will make known your name to every generation. Therefore the peoples shall give you praise forever. Lord, our God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier, we ask you to cleanse us from all hypocrisy, to unite us to our fellow men and women by the bonds of peace and love, and to confirm us in holiness, now and forever. Amen. The first reading is from the prophet Jeremiah, beginning at chapter 40, verse 13. Now Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the leaders of the forces in the open country came to Gedaliah at Mizpah and said to him, "Are you at all aware that Baalis, king of the Ammonites, has sent Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, to take your life?" But Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, would not believe them. Then Johanan, son of Kareah, spoke secretly to Gedaliah at Mizpah, "Please, let me go and kill Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, and no one else will know. Why should he take your life, so that all the Judeans who are gathered around you would be scattered, and the remnant of Judah would perish?" But Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, said to Johanan, son of Kareah, "Do not do such a thing, for you are telling a lie about Ishmael." In the seventh month, Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, son of Elishama, of the royal family, one of the chief officers of the king, came with 10 men to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, at Mizpah. As they ate bread together there at Mizpah, Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, and the 10 men with him got up and struck down Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, son of Shaphan, with the sword and killed him, because the king of Babylon had appointed him governor in the land. Ishmael also killed all the Judeans who were with Gedaliah at Mizpah and the Chaldean soldiers who happened to be there. On the day after the murder of Gedaliah, before anyone knew of it, 80 men arrived from Shechem and Shiloh and Samaria, with their beards shaved and their clothes torn and their bodies gashed, bringing grain offerings and incense to present at the temple of the Lord. And Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, came out from Mizpah to meet them, weeping as he came. As he met them, he said to them, "Come to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam." When they reached the middle of the city, Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, and the men with him slaughtered them and threw them into a cistern. But there were 10 men among them who said to Ishmael, "Do not kill us, for we have stores of wheat, barley, oil, and honey hidden in the fields." So he refrained and did not kill them along with their companions. Now the cistern into which Ishmael had thrown all the bodies of the men whom he had struck down with a large cistern that King Asa had made for defense against King Bashar of Israel, Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, filled that cistern with those whom he had killed. Then Ishmael took captive all the rest of the people who were in Mizpah, the king's daughters and all the people who were left at Mizpah, whom Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had committed to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam. Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, took them captive and set out to cross over to the Ammonites. The second reading is from the Gospel according to Matthew, beginning at chapter 22, verse 1. Once more Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, 'Tell those who have been invited, look, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves, maltreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his slaves, "The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go, therefore, into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet." Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe. And he said to him, "Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe?" And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, "Bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen." Then the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap him in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth, and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for tax." And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this, and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. The same day some Sadducees came to him, saying, "There is no resurrection." And they asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses said, if a man dies childless, his brother shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers among us. The first married and died childless, leaving the widow to his brother. The second did the same, so also the third down to the seventh. Last of all, the woman herself died. In the resurrection, then, whose wife of the seven will she be? For all of them had married her." Jesus answered them, "You are wrong, because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God. For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. And as for the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was said to you by God? 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' He is God, not of the dead, but of the living." And when the crowd heard it, they were astounded at his teaching. May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for what is right, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for mercy shall be shown to them. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and you forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. We pray that as by his death he has recalled us to life, so by his presence abiding in us he may raise us to joys eternal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Loving God, how great your healing hand that reaches out to those in need. How great your love for your people. We ask you to bestow your healing on His Majesty, King Charles, and to all people who have been diagnosed with cancer. We thank you for your healing kindness for all your people. God of grace, hear our prayer. Eternal God, we bless you for the gracious memory of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, for her reign rich in years and accomplishment, for the many lives she touched, and for the faith that sustained her in life and in death. We remember her with gratitude for her great works. God of grace, hear our prayer. Merciful Lord, we ask for your mercy to be given to the country of Ukraine. Free them from their oppressors. Help Russia to obtain what they need without the death of innocent people. We ask for your intervention to impart peace as an initiative in the minds of all those at war across the world. We ask this in Jesus Christ's name. God of grace, hear our prayer. Almighty God, we ask for your mercy to be granted to all countries experiencing natural disasters, especially those experiencing earthquakes or floods. We ask for your intervention to bring calm to their weather systems and so calm their hearts and minds. God of grace, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for your church and its place in our world, and ask that you bless the whole church. Bless our bishops, ministers, parish ministry teams, their volunteers and their lay people. Give us all courage to proclaim the good news of Christ in our schools, workplaces and homes. God of grace, hear our prayer. Blessed God, we ask you to bless the Diocese of Coventry, the Church of England, the Diocese of North West Australia, the parish of Ipswich North, Edwin Marsden Tooth Residency Aged Care, Manly, Toowoomba Anglican School, all people joining in this prayer offering. Bless all schools seeking chaplains and all prison ministry chaplaincy teams. Bless all Anglican parishes in Australia to raise the funds to install church air conditioners to bring comfort to their congregation while they gather to celebrate God's great works. Bless the financial heads of the Anglican Church to find new ways of supplying income streams to fund the clergy in the parishes. Bless the heads of the Anglican Church to take brave steps to modernize the Church's rules, actions, and regulations to be a part of God's modern world. God of grace, hear our prayer. Lord and Heavenly Father, You have brought us safely to this new day. Keep us by your mighty power. Protect us from sin. Guard us from every kind of danger. And in all we do this day, direct us in the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. Amen.